You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, and we're back again, Simple Truth, continuing with the study on the Sabbath, the fourth commandment. I was talking about the common misconceptions, the common arguments, the common objections that Sunday keepers use to justify violating the fourth commandment. And we were talking about Galatians chapter 4. And here, Paul was rebuking the Galatian converts for turning back again into idolatry, which means they were slipping back into the observance of pagan days, months, times, years, holidays, not holy days. And thus the devil tried drawing them back into their old ways. The book of Galatians reveals that new converts were under attack from people that wanted them to revert back and wanted them to go back to their pagan ways. And enough of that. Here's a big one. A big one that's used. But Jesus rose on Sunday. Yes, he did. Praise the Lord. Fantastic. But let's not use Jesus' resurrection as an excuse for breaking one of the Ten Commandments, specifically the fourth commandment. It didn't change anything. The Sabbath did not change from Saturday to Sunday because Jesus rose on Sunday. You know why he rose on Sunday? Here's something that people don't realize. It was a specific Sunday that he rose. It was on the day of the wave sheaf offering that falls on or after Passover during the days of unleavened bread. So, and it's always a Sunday. That's the day that the high priest would take the first omer of barley that was harvested. He'd appear before God in the temple, tabernacle, and then later the temple, and he would wave that offering, the first of the first fruits. Jesus was the first of the resurrection. This also was the day that started the count to Pentecost. Pentecost was 50 days later. And it wasn't any old Sunday that he rose. It was that specific Sunday, another day that's tied to sacrifices, offerings, and Jesus is our high priest. That's the day that he appeared before his Father and presented himself as the first of the resurrection, the first of the resurrected. So, the fact that he rose on Sunday has absolutely nothing to do with changing the fourth commandment, changing worshiping God and resting and keeping the Sabbath from Sabbath to Sunday. That was changed by man. That was changed by what became the Catholic Church. So I would ask you, if you keep Sunday as a Sabbath and you're not Catholic, why? It was the Catholics that changed it, or Constantine specifically, and that later became the Catholic Church. So why? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.